AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. 8 counties in California are under a state of emergency as a second atmospheric river blasts much of the state with wind and rain. Evacuations were ordered in Topanga Canyon. Los Angeles area streets are flooded with rescues needed. This driver, Trevor Dalton, knew he wasn't going to make it through.
I saw some cars stopped. A couple of cars were already, stopped in the rain, and I backed my way out as safely as I could in the CVS parking lot. And I just kind of have been observing the situation.
Audio courtesy of KABC. Authorities are concerned about potential mudslides. After that panel blew out midair on an Alaska Airlines jet, now we're learning Boeing's discovered another problem in some of the fuselages for its 737 jets. That finding may delay deliveries of about 50 aircraft. The jury in the trial of a Michigan mother whose son killed 4 students at his high school in 2021 now has the case. Here's our Julie Walker.
The Michigan jury received instructions Monday morning from Oakland County Circuit Judge Cheryl Matthews.
Members of the jury, evidence and arguments in this case are finished, and I'll now instruct you on the law.
It's an unusual trial against a school shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumley, who's charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of contributing to the deaths of 4 students in 2021. Prosecutors say she was grossly negligent when she failed to tell Oxford High School that the family had guns, including a new one that was later used by her son. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials say a drone attack at a base that houses U.S. troops in eastern Syria killed 6 allied Kurdish fighters. This follows the U.S. launching retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militias. This is AP News. A rough start to the trading day. The Dow down into triple digits.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are mostly slipping in morning trading Monday as Wall Street pushes out forecasts for interest rate cuts. The S&P 500 was down 0.2%, coming off another all-time high and another winning week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 163 points, and the NASDAQ Composite was 0.1% lower. Crude oil prices fell. The sharpest action was in the bond market, where yields climbed after the chair of the Federal Reserve said again that cuts to interest rates are unlikely to begin in March. Some traders pushed out their forecasts for the first rate cut beyond May to June. Damian Troisi, New York.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in an interview, the Fed remains on track to cut interest rates 3 times this year, expected to start as early as May. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.